The Maggie Dawn Show, which is this wonderfully enlightening political talk show that you're listening to here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm again finding myself with two very fancy gentlemen, of course, producer extraordinaire Brian Kelly and friend of mine, friend of yours, and host of the new Dom Salvia Show, my little buddy Dom. Great to have you.
Yeah, Maggie, thank you.
What are you looking for in the debate?
Oh, competency.
So much. Yeah.
You know,
normal.
After the last debate, I was worried, but I had high expectations. This time, I'm less worried. I still have high expectations.
Yeah.
And I'd hate to put it all on the first black woman. You know, because women get stuff done.
Black women basically have saved America. Another black woman's gonna do it again.
I hope so. I really hope so. And Donald Trump needs to be put into his place, no matter what game he brings. We know the game. Nikki Haley was being asked about Donald Trump's performance, and she was very, very impressed that he'll stick to the policy.
You should stick to policy.
The answer of the policy, if it is policy, if it's that question about what specific legislation would you support to help lower the cost of childcare in this country? If that's a policy answer for 2 minutes, I want to see more of that. I want to hear more of that. And I'd love to hear her, you know, rebut him. And I know that, you know, you got to stick within the rules of the debate. I understand that. But I am looking for her to light his ass up, maybe.
Yeah. I loved this text that came in earlier from Ken Bob in Dailyville. I wanted to give a shout out to Ken. Hope you're still listening. Thank you for doing so. He says this: my worry is the same as yours, Maggie, that Kamala will get tied up trying to address every ridiculous lie that Trump is going to spit out. I hope Kamala's staff, here's the great idea. Dear Kamala Harris campaign staff, Ken Bob from Dailyville has a really good idea. He says, I hope Kamala's staff have created some kind of online resource that she can simply refer to in the debate and say, that's another lie, Donald. I'm not going to waste any of my debate time explaining it. Simply go to www.trumplies.org for the real story. Right. Now, here's my plan. Like, that's genius.
Yes.
I love that idea. He actually thinks that Trump is going to be really nasty, like referring to Willie Brown as Kamala Harris's pimp. I mean, like, that there's just no basement.
Yeah.
There's no bottom. And I think that that's likely.
It's possible, certainly.
Pretty likely.
As he gets pushed more and more into a corner, as this becomes more and more dangerous for him, in the sense that if he does not win, these trials continue, and if those trials continue, and you know he gets sentenced for what he's already been convicted of, and perhaps he gets convicted on some of these other charges, you know that's going to be very problematic for a guy who's not in the White House. So that kind of pressure, and then the pressure of a competent, a debate opponent.
And a woman
who is black, that I think he finds a little attractive.
Yeah, he said as much.
He's bouncing all around. How is he going to handle that?
I hope she wears some, like, really seductive perfume.
Right, we can't tell.
Yeah.
But he'll know.
Just stuff that just gets him intoxicated and
like
even more incoherent than he normally is.
Yeah, pheromones. Just as a woman, I am fascinated by what's about to happen, because this guy hates women. Hates them.
Well, I mean, you know.
Except for Ivanka, who he would date if it wasn't his daughter.
If it was his daughter.
But hates women, hates black folks, known racist, misogynist. If she can get under his skin.
Her presence on the stage is already
doing that.
Skin, yeah.
Hit him with the pheromones, the nice perfume, maybe a nice set of heels. You know that he whined about her standing on a box behind the lectern? He goes, no box.
Hey, you know, as a short guy, I take a little offense to Donald Trump's.
You resemble that remark?
You know what I mean? I can't wear the heels. You know, my feet are a little thick.
Just so folks know, Dom and I went to get lunch today, and the lady addressed us behind the counter. Ladies, what would you like? mean,
was it the gray beard or the long hair? I wasn't clear
exactly. Flowing locks, my brother.
That's fantastic.
And it is.
It's not the first time that's happened to me.
Nor
the
last.
And the thing
sure.
is, if you look at you twice for a second, you've already grown another beard.
Just blink. There's more beard coming. Keith from Middleton, what are you looking for at the debate tonight?
I am really hoping that he tries to pull the same stuff that he pulled in 2016 with Clinton and tries to walk around behind her. And she just turns around and says, get your ass back to where you belong. And just like that, get your ass back where you belong.
How about get your fat ass back to where it belongs?
Well, or something along the lines like, I don't appreciate convicted rapists, you know, lurking behind me.
Yeah.
Please step away and go back to
your podium. Yeah. The difference, remember the Clinton-Trump debate? They were on stools, so they weren't like anchored to podiums. I'd be surprised if that happens, but boy, would it make for good debate moments. Let me ask you, I got to hit you with a little... Here's a presidential debate trivia with Maggie and Don.
Oh, no, I didn't know there'd be a test.
There's a test, a testicle.
I would normally cheat off of your paper, Maggie.
Yeah.
How's this going to work?
This is not the first time I've heard that from a man. All right. I'm going to give you the quote.
Okay.
If you can name the person that said it, that's the point. If you can give me the year, then we can be done with the test.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Here's the first one. This is probably one of the most famous ones. I will not make an issue of age in this campaign. I'm not going to exploit, for political purposes, my opponent's youth and inexperience.
Oh, Reagan?
Yes!
Yes!
Ding, 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 ding. You want to take a gander at the year?
84?
Yes! Very good. Very good. Dominic. Of course, that was Reagan, who was 73 at the time, who was then the oldest nominee until now.
Until now.
Because Trump is 78. And he had been kind of tired and looked a little confused during the first debate against his Democratic challenger, 56-year-old former Vice President Walter Mondale. And my favorite, this one's the gimme, the binder's full of women, Dom.
Oh, Romney.
Yeah, private equity millionaire talking about binders full of women. I would love Trump to say something like binder. I got binders full of black people. Yes, it's all the rental applications you and your dad denied back in New York City.
Rejected.
Folks, that's all we got time for. Amazing.
Oh, man.
I think Dom and I are going to sort it out so that we're each week we'll make an appearance
on each other's show. We're going to have some fun.
Always good fun.
Thank you.
Stay tuned, everybody. His show is up next. He's Dominic Salvia. I'm Maggie Dawn. That's going to close us out for this edition of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be talking about the debate of debates. As I say, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together.
Yes, by a whisker.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.